forum for frank talk about what people do for a living. Work Stew.
Hello, and welcome to Work Stew. It's November 1st, 2011, and this is episode number 23. I'm Kate Gase-Walton. I'm the editor of Work Stew, an online collection of essays and interviews in which people ponder their work lives. Today, what's on is a very short interview with Nancy Goring. Nancy is an experienced technology journalist, but she is also the co-founder of City Fruit, an organization that coordinates the harvest of thousands of pounds of fruit that might otherwise go to waste in the backyards of her community. When I first heard about the work that City Fruit does, it struck me as so incredibly sensible, as in, of course we should be doing that. I will admit that lots of jobs don't make much sense to me at all, so I just wanted to take a few minutes to focus on something that, with hardly any explanation required, leapt right out as work well worth doing. Here's my conversation with Nancy. So I am talking tonight to Nancy Goring, who is the co-founder of City Fruit, in addition to being a correspondent for IDG News Service. And Nancy, thank you for taking the time to talk to me tonight.
Sure, thank you.
So let's first talk about City Fruit. It was that organization that I must admit caught my eye. And first, let's just talk about what do you do at City Fruit? What is the mission?
We identify homeowners in Seattle who have fruit trees in their backyards and who tend to just let most of the fruit go to waste, and then we organize volunteers to go and collect the fruit. We harvest the fruit from backyard trees and donate it to organizations like food banks and other organizations that feed hungry people in Seattle. So last year we collected about 10,000 pounds of fruit and donated the bulk of it, and we have a couple of other things that we do as part of our mission. We have an educational component, so we're just trying to make it easier for people to grow fruit and take care of fruit trees in their backyard, so we have classes. We also have cooking classes, like preserving classes, because basically our general idea is, like, let's just not let this food go to waste, because it's just hitting the ground and rotting, and it's food, and there's hungry people, so let's collect it and feed people.
And what struck me when I read about this idea is just sort of the beautiful simplicity of it. Of course, it's easy to say that once the idea has already been conceived and in the case of City Fruit, you know, executed against. But tell me about that moment of inspiration. How did it come to you? And I assume you have a co-founder or a few co-founders?
Yeah. So, you know, we're definitely not the first people to do this. And there's a number of people across the country and the world, actually, that have similar projects. And in fact, there's another group in Seattle that did it first. It's Solid Ground, and they have a fruit tree harvest. And the reason that we started up was because many of the other fruit tree harvests rely solely on grants every year for funding. And especially these days, grants are so hard to come by, and every year the fruit harvests were at risk of not actually happening. So there was a woman, Gail Sabina, who was actually hired by Solid Ground for several summers to run the harvest, and every year she, you know, thought that the harvest wasn't going to happen, and she was very passionate about it. So she started talking to me and a couple of other people who had volunteered to pick fruit with Solid Ground and said, hey, you know, could we come up with some unique ideas to try to make the harvest sustainable. And so that's why we started City Fruit, was to try to come up with creative ways to raise money to make the harvest sustainable. So one of the things we do is we actually sell a very small portion of the fruit to area restaurants that are interested in buying local natural fruit. So Tom Douglas Restaurant, Le Gourmand, Molly Moon Ice Cream, those are some of the restaurants that buy our fruit, and that helps us fund the harvest.
And so in terms of your involvement personally, you know, how did that come about? It sounded like you were picking fruit in the beginning, but what, you know, caused you to jump in and do that?
Yeah, so I've always volunteered somewhere outside of work, and my natural tendency was to do something writing related or technology related, because that's what I do for my day job, and I figured that's my expertise. That's what I can really lend to someone who needs it. But I discovered after doing several things, volunteer, you know, projects related to writing or technology, that, you know, that's what I do all day long, and I like it, and I like my job, and I like what I do, but it'd be neat to do something totally different. And so I just started thinking about things that I like to do, and I'm into my vegetable garden, and I'm into just being outdoors, and so I just stumbled on the fruit harvest idea, and I think it sort of appeals to a deep-rooted sense in me to not let things go to waste. I don't know. I've always kind of been that way. I don't like to waste anything.
Do you have a sense of how large these kinds of operations are across the country? You mentioned it's not just in Seattle, obviously, that this is happening. Is there a figure that you have of what the, you know, contribution is nationwide?
I definitely don't have a nationwide figure, but it's not every city that has them. I mean, there's probably, you know, maybe 20 cities across the country that have fruit harvest. So There could be a lot more fruit harvested than donated.
Right. And so what in Seattle, what is the season? When are you at your busiest? And I mean, is there a time when it all shuts down for a while?
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that, because we always, every year we think it's done and we kind of close the harvest, and then we get one more query from a homeowner, and always turns out to be an insane crop. So this just happened, actually, last week. I got an email from a woman who had just moved into a house and noticed that her entire back fence was covered in grapevines. And so we sent a couple of volunteers over there, and they picked 105 pounds of grapes.
Oh.
Quite a lot, especially in Seattle.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I just, you know, this is probably something that I should have heard of long ago, and I just hadn't. And as I said, I was just captivated by the idea. And thanks for taking the time to tell me about it.
Sure, thank you.
That wraps up this episode. Thanks again very much to my guest, Nancy Goring. Thanks also to everyone who has contributed an essay to WorkStew. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening today. The next episode will be released in 2 weeks, and I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, please let me know what you thought of the show by sending an email to kate@workstew.com, by posting a comment on the WorkStew website, or by writing a review for iTunes. Thanks again.